God has his face right on, and he's just like, let me in, let me in. I gotta say something, I gotta do something, I wanna come in, just let me in. It's like just blasted right on there, like if you could put a window or just glass. What's gonna happen? I don't know what. What's at play? I don't know anything. But I know that if you just wait on him and open up our hearts, he can do whatever he wants in this place today.
Thank you.
my heart, let my spirit share Christ. I open up my mouth, let a song of praise come forth. Thank you. my heart, let my spirit worship yours. Open up my mouth, let his honor please come. Open up my heart, let my spirit worship yours. Open up my love, let his honor praise come forth. Oh, I'm worthy. Thank you.
Burn me. I can hear the rhythm of the tribe of Judah. I can hear the rhythm of the light of the tribe of Judah. I want to just bow my head and along with you. Father, you have a perfect plan for today. A perfect plan for your word. And Lord Jesus, let your anointing come upon this word that you may have your way with us. In Jesus, open our hearts and open our ears that we may hear and really understand what your spirit is speaking. In Jesus' name. And I'd like to take you to Romans chapter 8. And verse 31 is going to be one we're going to touch. But when we go to verse 31, it says, "What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Now, a lot of times we have an enemy, and it's not God, and it's not the enemy himself. It's really us. And we pick on ourselves. So we don't even need the enemy. We need to be careful about that. But I want to give you verse 29. "For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son." For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. You'll notice that it's he that does the work, and we do the getting of whatever his needs that we have. And the foreknowledge of God is something that most people kind of run away from because they think they're the ones that are accountable for changing their future. But I can tell you truthfully, he knows more about you and me than we know about ourselves. A lot more. So I'd like to give you a few scriptures that may help you in the knowing that the foreordained plan of salvation was something God promised even in Genesis. So in Genesis 3:15, he says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers, and he will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. He was forecasting about a body of believers, a woman, meaning to me, the Church of Jesus Christ, would literally topple the enemy. Acts 2:16 says, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. So again, you're looking at something that was pre-recorded, happening in the earth, actually just a few weeks after the Lord was released from his body and given his new body. Romans 8:29, he foreknew, which I also read to you, and predestined and conformed us to be the likeness of his son. 1 Corinthians 2:7. He says, now, no, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden, and that God destined for our glory before time began. And it's confirmed in Ephesians 1:5. I was listening to a gentleman preaching about his anointing. And as he was giving out what God had called him to do, and his war within himself, I can remember the war within me when the Holy Spirit really began to show me and to confirm to me that I was to be what I am, plus what I am to become. And that happens at all ages. You see, even when we're very young, that calling and that pressure to become like Christ is going to be on us. And we usually have a war against it. There's a thought pattern that says, yes, I want. And then there's another that says, well, I'd like to do what he wants. But it wars within us. But because we were predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, to be like the Most High, and to have his ways in us, we're warring on the inside because the flesh says, it can't really happen to you. It really cannot be for you. And to be honest, we always want to pawn off the responsibility on somebody else. How many know what I'm talking about? Let him use somebody else, not me. Let him release the word of knowledge by somebody else, not me. I'm not quite good enough yet. And I can remember that war inside of me. How many of you have had the same kind of war? Put your hand way up. Don't be afraid. Because you see, if you've had this same kind of war, you're serving the same God. And I can tell you now that Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, and I've been to that place, and I know the anointing in that place, and I know how much I had to give up there. But I didn't understand what I was giving up. I was giving up of my old flesh. That's what I was really giving up. But it didn't feel like that. The emotions didn't match. And God was saying to me, will you do it my way in spite of? Well, in spite of what? In spite of what I think about myself? In spite of what I believe I should be or I should become? Now, an unchanging purpose is given to us in 2 Timothy 1:9. Who has saved us and called us to a holy life? Not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. I can remember for the first time that I began to understand that medical world released time-released capsules. Anybody remember that? They were advertised on the TV, and it was time release capsules. You took the capsule and then it would release something in you as you needed it. And the Holy Spirit began to push my buttons. He said, do you think I can do equal to time release capsules? And I said, gee, Lord, never thought of it that way. He says, there are increments of your life that you can do a little bit of what you want, but I'm only going to let you go so far. And then I'm going to give you another level of revelation about what you're going to become as you're ready to digest it. And I'll be honest with you, there was a lot of seasons that I was having a major problem with what he was releasing in me. I was. And I argued with him. How can this be? How can this be? But yet, he was really saying to me, but my grace is sufficient. And I can remember going to the Lord one time, really trying to digest. And I go to church, and it was on a Friday night, and pastor was giving out words of knowledge, and when he came to me, he gave me a word. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't really like it at all. He had a way of impacting my life in times that I didn't enjoy it. But you know, I knew it was him. I knew it was God talking through him. I knew that I had to take the pill. I knew that I wasn't going to taste the whole pill right away, that it was going to be released in seasons and in times, and he did. And I really began to say to the Lord, you've given me this. I'm going to carry it out. I just don't know how, but I'm going to do it by choice. And that was the beginning of a transition in my life where I really began to activate my free will. How many know you have free will? And you can activate it by choice. You don't have to listen to the emotion garbage that's underneath, because the emotions will go everywhere, from A to Z, from black to white, back and forth, all over the place. Now, I'd like to take you again to Titus chapter 1, verse 2. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. A faith and knowledge resting on the hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time. Ho-ho. He promised before the beginning of time. How does that relate to me and what he's wanting from me right now? What is it that he's actually activating at this time in my walk with the pills that I've got in me, if you wish? Holy Ghost pills. Call them what you will. But they're going to be activated. And what are you going to do when they're activated? They're either going to give you the grace to go forward, or you'll go backwards into rebellion. It's going to be up to you. See, there are hidden talents in all of us. Hidden talents to be brought forth in due season. And when he wants those to come forth, he will manifest not only the grace, but the next level of the sanctification that you need. I'd like to take you to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood. God and grace and peace be yours in abundance. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Well, why is St. Paul saying, I'm going to give you all these things? How are you going to manifest them? But if it isn't with grace and peace in abundance. If you remember no other word from today, just remember that he's going to supply the grace and the peace in abundance on every level as you go forth in obedience to him. Because he is really, really interested in developing you to the fullness of what you've got. The fullness of the gifts that are in you. And to be honest with you, I'll be telling you now up front, there are seasons where you will argue with yourself. You will argue with your emotions. But activate your free will. Say, Lord, I want to do it your way, no matter how difficult it is. Because I know that I can depend on your grace. I can depend on your mercy to carry out whatever you've put in me. And as you keep going forward, every day, a little more of that time capsule of mercy and grace is going to continue to carry you. Will you understand it every step of the way? No. You know why? Because if you had fullness of understanding every step of the way, you would not be trusting by choice. You know, there are hidden things that will develop down the road in you. And if he gave you that understanding now with the full knowledge of your mind, you probably would say, Lord, How can it be? Mary, when she's got a visitor saying, you're going to have a baby boy. How can this be? She had the same questions. How about you and I? How can this be? A word of knowledge was given to my wife and I many years ago. And I can remember the prophetic word that was spoken to both of us. And we looked at each other. We came home with the little cassette tape and we played it. And I'll be honest with you. It was, how can this be? How can this be? Several years down the road, when the Lord said, it's time to give up the business. Okay? And I, 6 months later, shared this with my wife as we're driving to work. And she says, how can this be? How? And so I took her hand and we're driving down to the office and I said, let's just agree and ask God what he really wants us to be. Let's get a taste of it. Well, guess what? We didn't sell any furniture that week. Not one piece. We didn't have any customers that week. Because the Lord, I believe, had an angel at the door pushing the customers away. We had 9 people that were renting from us, and several of them paid on a weekly basis, and not one paid their rent during the whole week. That was a record. But you know what? The back door and the front door were people in need. That's what he sent to us. I remember one particular morning, we were kind of tired because we had gotten home around 10 that night. The next morning, we're driving to work, and we're a little bit early, and Irene says to me, you know, she says, do you have any extra money on you? I said, oh, gee, I don't know. So I looked in my wallet, and I'm driving, and I give her an extra 20 or whatever. She says, well, you know, we got to go get some groceries, because she says, we had so many people yesterday, we don't have anything else for lunch. So she says, you know, drop me off, and I'll go and get some groceries. So she did. She had a few dollars, I had a few dollars. So we filled up the refrigerator again, and as we got into the office, she was going to continue to the grocery store, and there was already a car full of people at the door, the back door, where we had a little kitchen area, and we ministered to people in that area. And do you know, we didn't leave that building until, again, 10 o'clock that night. So it was from 8:30 that morning until that night, and we fed several families, and we had to go back and dug in our wallets again and, you know, get some more food. And yesterday morning when she woke up, I said, how you doing this morning? Saturday morning, kind of a lazy day. And we didn't have any major plans for the morning. She says, I had this intense dream. And so she goes to the restroom, she comes back, and she says, I got to lay down, I'm exhausted. I says, you're exhausted? She says, yeah. She says, I had a dream. I don't want to talk about it. Oh, okay. 5 minutes later, well, she says, I was cooking. That's why I'm so exhausted. I was cooking and cooking and cooking. She says, we had so much going on. She says, the house was full of people. And the people were disgusted because how could you do all this cooking with such a short counter space? That was the dream. And there was a few other details, but I said to the Lord, because it came back into my head. I said, Lord, that's the same message you gave us back in 1980. feeding people. Is it going to be done your way? Predestined. Foreordained. Prepared by God. What about you? Prepared by God to do what? To do that which He's called you to do, that which is being imparted to you. Even today, some things are being imparted to you so that you'll understand who you are, what you're for, and what you're going to accomplish. Revelations 13:8. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the book of life, belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. From the creation of the world. Some are bound to go to what? Destruction. And you can't stop it. You can't. It's not your job. Do you ever try to stop something from happening when you know that you know that you know that you're meddling with God's plan? I have. And I can remember saying to the Lord, oh God, I want to lift that one up. And the Lord says, it's not your job. It's not your job. Or maybe they haven't gotten to that next time release capsule. Maybe they haven't received their next level of instruction and they're not ready to change yet. Wait upon the one who started this good work. And wait upon him to perfect that which is already inside of you and that which is going to be deposited in them and come alive at the right time slot. At the right timing. Put your hand over your heart, please. And I'm going to ask you to just close your eyes. Holy Spirit, You know all things about all these individuals and those that are listening. Lord, You release to them the instructions as they need it. You release in them the grace that they need to go forward in obedience. By the power of Your Spirit, let it be. And Lord Jesus, give them the grace and the mercy every day to go forward without fear of looking back and saying, oh my God, I missed it. No, you didn't. God knew you'd fail before you failed. God knew that you would definitely drop the ball and pick it back up again, because He'll give you the grace to pick it back up. I ask this in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said,
amen.
And amen. That's what I wrote. I wrote this morning a couple of words that I thought might be helpful. God has called me to be a fisher of men. What are you? And what has He called you to be? God has created you to be His. And for His pleasure, not your pleasure. He has protected you till now because He has a plan for you. It's a plan to prosper you, to build you up. So it's time today to look inside and get with His program for your life. If you have done stupid things, welcome to the club. Things that does not maybe fit in your pattern of holiness. Maybe it's your pattern of stupidity. God's opinion of you is totally different than your opinion of yourself. So change the plan today. Get with the program. Take His opinion of you. Take God's opinion of what He thinks about you, what He believes about you, and what He's creating in you to be. Because you're going to be mighty before God. You're going to be mighty before God. Try it on to your neighbor. Say, you're going to be mighty before God. He has a time capsule just for you. And if you need to help to swallow it, I'll help you. Amen?
Amen.
And amen.